Appreciate it.
Hey, Will.
I know you're from Chicago.
Yep. What's kind of your thoughts on what's going on there? I know you saw the ESPN, they did the town hall meeting there, and you're trying to get a grasp of what the violence is. What's your kind of thoughts on that?
My thoughts on it is, I'm a Chicago City guy. I'm a Chicago kid that grew up in the inner city, that I understand every single detail of what's really going on in the city. And, a lot of things is just done for show. And it's done because it's a lot of violence going on. And then after they leave, it's no follow-up. And that's the problem. Another problem is it's the opportunities. There's no opportunities in the city. When I was coming up, it was a lot of safe havens, in between the times of 3 to 6, 3 to 7. When kids were able to go to the park district or the YMCA, or you had those type of mentors and father figures in the community, which is no longer there anymore. And it's critical when you're talking about children and development, especially in the times that we are now, where it's not a lot of people in poverty-stricken communities with a mother and a father. It's not a lot of kids that have a mother and a father. So it's important to have great mentors, especially when you're raising a son or you're raising a boy. Like, it's critical. And I think it's kind of being overlooked. And as far as like the successful guys that come from the city, they have to come back. Like, a lot of guys get out of it and then they don't come back. But it's what we should do. We come from there. Only we can articulate what's really going on.
Exactly.
Because nobody really understands it. And when you grew up and like they're looking for computers and they're saying, we can shut down every single public school. But then I understand that these kids in the radius of 5 blocks, they're crossing 5 different games. So they're not going to go to school, especially if your mother is working a 9 to 5 every day. She's not there to be able to make you do this or make you do that. She's not going to be there. So it's going to be, it's critical that we provide more opportunities for the city and have more guys like myself or whoever is successful that come out to come back and give the knowledge that it took to make it out. Because the kids just don't have it. Like, they don't have that knowledge, but they want to dream. And they have dreams. Like, they're not bad kids.
Yeah.
They're just in a bad environment and put in bad situations. Like, every single day, every second, it's a life or death decision. And I don't think people know how critical that is. You know what I mean? Because they look at it from a distance like they never seen it or witnessed it. But I lived it, so it's totally different. There's some luck that comes with that too. Children don't know how to maneuver through communities with grown people who's carrying guns. Like, no child should have to live like that. And I don't think that a lot of people that's making the decisions really understand it.
I think somebody mentioned it well. It's just people getting guns just out of fear. Like you're saying, they really don't want to actually hold, they really don't want to have a gun. They just get it because I don't have it, somebody else.
It's like this, like, you take a child, a young boy with no hope or no dreams, and he have nothing, and you give him a gun, he feels a sense of power. Like, now, the older guys in the community respect him. Now, to us, because we made it out and we've seen different, it's crazy. But to them, it's life.
Right, yeah.
It's like, that's the next step I have to take in order for me to be able to have some sort of say-so or some sort of power within the community. And that's all that they know. And who fought is that?
Yeah, like, nobody. That's what they know. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Like, who fought is that? Like, and that's why.
You feel like the city has maybe let them down, and how many? I mean, you said you brought up the family dynamic there, but even just the city alone, you feel like they've given up on?
Yeah, because there's no opportunities. You have to give these kids opportunities and hope. If you give a child don't have any hope, then he's dangerous, especially a boy, a younger boy. It's dangerous, and it's tough. It's tough. It's tough making those decisions when you have nobody there to say that's wrong or right. And that's setting an example for you to say, oh, okay, that is right. For you to listen and be like, okay, it is right. But, I mean, it's really, really sad, but throughout all of the darkness, it's a little light. You know what I mean? And we have to grab a hold of that little light and create more light for everybody else to be able to see the vision of what they possibly can be.
For sure. And transitioning even from that to just protesting with Nationwide, Kaepernick and what he's doing. But I feel like you'll partake in that as well. What are your comments on that?
I feel like that, as far like basketball, for instance. Like basketball was dominated early on, like by one particular race. Then, like as time developed, you know, other guys start integration, understanding in the locker room, camaraderie. Guys understand each other, and look where it's at now. Like it's a beautiful thing to watch, and it's a beautiful thing. And I think that the more opportunities that we provide everybody, I think it opens up the dialogue for things to be discussed and for it to be understood. If it's never that dialogue, then it's never understood. No matter who we are, whether what culture you come from, what background you come from, it doesn't matter. If I'm not here able to represent where I come from, then now you can understand me more. If I would have never had this conversation with you, you would have never understood what was going on in Chicago, or let alone me.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, perception is everything with this, and I think that once we get past what we see and actually start getting to the hearts of people and what people are and who they are, then we no longer see color. And that's where we want to get to as a world.
Yeah.
You know, we want to get to where we don't see color. We see the heart. We see the character. Like, we see the principles that this person lives by. That's what it's about.
Yeah.
Like, it's not really about the rebelling against or the fighting against. It's about solutions. And I think once we get to the point where we're all looking for solution-based things instead of like trying to tear something down, I think that we can open up for everybody and not just one particular thing.
I don't, even with what Bud said, that he'll be full support of players who want to protest, and in that sense, and you say you're looking for solutions. If it just here in Atlanta, or I know Chicago is probably where you try to do a lot of work there.
Yeah, I mean, but Chicago wherever you're is at, where I'm from, but
yeah.
It's where my heart is, but it's the same way everywhere.
Everywhere, yeah.
Every poverty-stricken community is the same way. And it can't be the drop-off. It can't be no middle. It has to be some equal, like, within the rich and the poor. It has to be some middle ground with everybody. And I don't think it's no middle ground.
Yeah.
And that's why people are rebelling against a lot of things right now.
Okay, Isha Butler. Nice to see you. So,